Hello there, welcome back to The Law of Moses, and today I will be talking about keys to successful language learning. And the first thing is motivation. You see, without motivation, you cannot really keep yourself consistent, and also you cannot really achieve the level that you want to achieve, because most people, you know, you want to be able to say more than just hello or hola or bonjour, right? And to be motivated, you need to really find something in you or something external that will push you on a daily basis to learn the language or hear the language or just learn something about the culture of that language. And this could vary, obviously, for different people. However, without daily motivation, it's impossible. That's it. In my opinion, it is impossible to learn a language if there is no motivation. And yes, some people, their motivation is just, you know, I want to find a baddie, or I want to find a British boyfriend or something like this, right? But to be honest, that language learning is not going to help you do that. If you're a guy, I don't know, just be tall or be rich, you will find a Spanish-speaking girlfriend or whatever. Don't worry. I don't think you saying hola, como estas would be enough. Because if that is the case, it will be quite difficult to actually get to a good level. And you will just end up speaking English after all. So there has to be a better motivation to learn a language. And as a woman, yeah, unfortunately, just have the body, that's good enough, right? Trying to say hi, you know, I speak American English or I speak British English, and the guy's gonna be impressed or something like this, and then he's gonna fall in love and all that sweet stuff. Nah, that's not true. That's not realistic. So there has to be a different reason. There has to be a different drive, a different motivation, because you have to be able to look inward and really find something that will really push you, or something external, like maybe, I don't know, nobody else in your family speaks a different language. That could be the push, right? So you could use that as a motivation to really push yourself. Or maybe everybody in your family is already bilingual. Maybe they already speak, you know, French and English, or Spanish and English, or I don't know, Creole and English, right? Maybe they already speak that, but you want to be the first trilingual person. So that, if you use that motivation, for example, to push yourself to learn a different language, that could be helpful. And thinking about that on a daily basis will help you to kind of learn the language and, you know, do something with that target language every day. Not just, it's not like the gym, maybe you get, you know, 3 or 4 days and then you take some days off. No, every day, something every day is the best way. You have to do something every day, because if you don't, automatically just goes off your head, you know, you just forget it. So motivation is very key. Motivation. The second thing is time, creating time to actually do it, you know. Because a lot of people, you know, as adults that we are, you know, we're quick to say, you know, I ain't got time for this, you know, I got this to do, I got that to do, I have to go to church, I have to go to work, I have to go pick up my kids, I have to, you know, study for my exams and blah, 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 blah. I think if you can absolutely create time to learn the language and add that to the motivation, you will be able to achieve your goals. And when I say create time, 15 minutes or 30 minutes is enough in a day. Because if you do not create time, you cannot really learn anything. And to be honest, I would say 1 hour, if you can squeeze in 1 hour out of 24 in a day to study a new language or to improve on whatever language you're already studying, you will become successful. You will become successful because creating time and making space and putting it in your calendar or in your daily schedule, things like this, and actually getting it done, like getting that study done or that podcast listening session or that short TV show listening session or that, you know, quick phone call with a native speaker, you know, getting that in, that will help you a lot. And the third key that I would like to talk about is money, which slash travel in a way. Because you need money, you need to be able to travel. And if you really want to be successful and really get to, you know, a really, really good level in a language, it will be quite beneficial if you travel, if you go immerse yourself in the place where the language is spoken widely. Because the thing is, a lot of people online will tell you that, yeah, you don't need to go anywhere. You can just stay home, you know, in your own niche and learn language and, you know, take classes, obviously, and have friends who speak their language. But the reality is that will, you know, make the journey much longer, and it's more improbable that those people or that situation will help you to improve, because your friends are not the one on this journey. You are the one on this journey. So they will be speaking English to you. They will be speaking Spanish to you. They will be a bit more reluctant to speak the language to you. Like, hey, bro, yeah, you know, you speak Spanish. Can you, you know, speak Spanish to me? I want to learn. I want to improve. They probably won't. They probably won't. Because, you know, it's not their goal. You know, it's not their goal. And that's just the reality of things. So if you go to Colombia, you know, Venezuela, Mexico, you know, Panama, wherever the language is spoken, you don't have to beg people to help you. You don't have to really, you know, do too much, because you're going to be, you're going to be bombarded with the language. You know, the language is going to hit you. You know, people are going to speak it. You're going to see it with signs on the streets, at the supermarket, your landlord, things like this, whoever, right? They're going to speak the language. They're going to help you. So in order to do that, you need to save up some money or, I don't know, just get your passport, whatever, and just go. So try to travel, try to find something and try to, you know, and that way also you can really learn the culture, because some languages you can just learn it on your own without knowing a bit of the cultural aspect of that language, because not everything will be taught on Duolingo or with a teacher online or your friend. There will be some slangs, there will be some phrases, there will be some words, right? Just words in general that you're just not gonna pick up unless you actually travel. So if you really want to, you know, get to that, you know, comfortable fluency success level in your language learning, you should make an effort to travel and immerse yourself in the language. The last one that I will talk about kind of falls into the motivational or the motivation key, which is consistency. So you want to be consistent, right? And in order for you to be consistent, you need to be motivated. And when you're motivated, you need to create time. So consistency is key. You cannot slack off. You cannot, be complacent and just think, yeah, you know, I can understand English now. I know when they say neck of the woods, or I'm trying to get by, or, you know, I understand when somebody says, you know, keloke, or when somebody says orale, or when somebody says bakan, or whatever the language is, right? You understand it. Or when someone says, I don't know, tamo junto, whatever the phrase is in whatever language you're learning, you understand it then. So I don't need to study anymore. I don't need to do too much anymore. I'm already fluent. It doesn't work that way. You need to be consistent. You need to push yourself. You need to make sure that you're always learning something new, because if you do not train your brain, if you don't exercise your brain to continue to learn the language, you will lose what you already know, and you will be kind of rusty. You're gonna be rusty, and in order for you to avoid that, you want to be able to keep yourself motivated. You want to make sure you keep creating time, and you want to make sure that you use that time to get in some time abroad, right? So to travel and to talk to other natives and to learn something new, you know, about the culture, about the people, about the food, about the religious aspects or the political aspect of that, you know, that country, things like this. You will learn something new, you will improve, you will become successful, you will feel accomplished when you do this. So to summarize, the main three things will be motivation / consistency for number one. The second thing, it will be time, creating time. And the third thing is money and traveling. So try to have some money in order for you to travel and immerse yourself in the culture and in the language. And when you do this, I believe that you will become successful. You will be successful in your language learning journey. And do that, and good luck.